September 21st, 2016, Mary, Refuge of Holy Love, says, Praise be to Jesus. These are the times when liberal morals are spreading rapidly around the world. This is aided by the fact that Satan has made moral issues into political issues. Worse still is the reluctance of most leaders, religious and secular, to speak out in favor of sound Christian morals for fear of hurting someone's feelings. What about God's feelings? These days, those who believe in God's commandments and holy love have the moral responsibility to make their voices heard. The liberals are not shy in voicing their convoluted opinions. Those who choose righteousness must not be reticent either. Morals cannot change unless attitudes change. Attitudes can only change in the light of truth. Therefore, I impart to you these messages, messages of truth and hope. You, my children, must be the light of truth in the world, the light that dispels the darkness of liberal thinking, the light that gives hope to a world which embraces error. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. Therefore, putting away falsehood, let every one speak the truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Another note is given to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. Therefore, having this ministry by the mercy of God, we do not lose heart. We have renounced disgraceful, underhanded ways. We refuse to practice cunning or to tamper with God's word. But by the open statement of the truth, we would commend ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. And even if our gospel is veiled, it is veiled only to those who are perishing. In their case, the God of this world has blinded the minds of the unbelievers, to keep them from seeing the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the likeness of God. Scripture verses asked to be read by Mary, Refuge of Holy Love.